dance, then I'm gonna get back to this rap.
Yeah. I seen this shit on YouTube, man. Cameron and Bill O'Reilly. Going at it, you know what I'm saying? People hate it. Everybody, how are you today? And welcome to the Zurian Show. Today, we're going to talk about a topic that is actually kind of interesting, especially for all of us that are grown-ups and all of us that are children and all of us that think we're grown-up, but actually we act like children and conduct ourselves like we are just plain silly, foolish, like children. I know that everybody believes and perceives that they're grown up. So, all I want to say to a whole bunch of people is, hello, people, it's time to grow up. All right? We all need to take stock in our lives and take stock of our lives. Money does not grow on trees. Your health is very important. Being responsible is a choice. It is also the right choice, and most people seem to not choose it. Mommy and daddy's job was to grow, was to get you to the point to where one day you could go off on your own into the wide blue yonder and become all that you can be. Once they've done that job, which is get you to 18, 21, through college, whatever it is, their job is done. They are no longer responsible for our foolishness. They have given up a good part of their lives to actually get us to the point where we could move on. To get us to the point to where we could actually be able to go to college and, you know, if we decided not to go to college, go to trade school. If we decided not to go to trade school, then go out there into the again, the wide blue yonder, and create a world for ourselves and hopefully create a name and, you know, create our own brand and succeed. And that's happened for millions of people throughout millennia, where, you know, the parents have brought them to a certain point in their lives where they decided, okay, I can no longer act like a child, and I now have to be responsible and do the things that I need to do to grow up, raise my own family, take care of my own life, pay my own bills, all of those things. However, every day, I'm sure you do too, you run into somebody that's feeling sorry for themselves, that, you know, the world is against them, nothing goes right, everything's wrong, but yet if you look back at their lives, they've actually had probably a pretty picturesque life. And for those of you that haven't had a picturesque life, all I can say to you is, I'm really sorry. I didn't have a picturesque life either. You know, nobody handed me really anything. Again, I am very thankful for all of those that have done for me and all of those that have done for me that I don't even know, that didn't necessarily do it for me, but I benefited from it, and for those that actually have done stuff for me, be it those that I know and those that I don't know. Either way, just from me to you, from the Zurian of the Zurian Show, I want to thank you all for everything that you've done. Now, for all of you people that maybe somewhat like me, didn't have a perfect lifestyle, or didn't have, excuse me, not lifestyle, didn't have a perfect life or childhood, get over it. Move on. Grow up. get a life, grab a hold, and do what you need to do. You guys out there that are making kids, if you're not going to take responsibility for them, don't make any more kids. And reevaluate yourself and take care of your kids. You ladies out there that are having babies and you ain't taking care of them either, same thing. Close it up. Okay? You're cheating the child. You're cheating the people who you're trying to manipulate. All right? You guys that are using money as a controlling tool, doesn't work, guys. They're still going to do whatever it is that they're going to do. This little episode is or this little show today is about growing up. It's also we're going to touch on the areas of being dependent, being independent, and also being something that most of us never seem to quite get to, interdependence. Interdependence, believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, is your overall goal. It's the goal that every single person should be reaching for. Most of us stop at independent. But independent isn't the whole thing. It's not the circle. Okay? In reality, depending on how you look at it, you start off dependent. You're dependent when you're a child. You can't feed yourself. You can't clothe yourself. All right, you don't earn a living, you don't earn money, any of those things. Somebody's got to take care of you, including wipe your butt and your nose and rub your little boo-boo when you hurt yourself. Independence is usually where people start having the problem because now you've got a mind. Now you are not going to do certain things. Now you have an opinion. You have thoughts. Those thoughts you now feel that you can express. Because now you know it all. Some people are smart enough to know that they don't know it all. And they keep their mouth shut and they learn. There was a saying that somebody said a very long time ago back when I was a young child. And the saying was that God gave us two ears and one mouth. And I asked, okay, what's the hook? The hook was, God gave us two ears and one mouth because he wanted us to listen twice as much as he wanted us to speak. And the problem is that most of us speak entirely too much. That means we fail to listen. Well, I'm going to add to that. God also gave you two eyes. Those two eyes is so that you can not only see the foolishness around you, but also see the foolishness that you are perpetrating every day with your ridiculousness, and you're acting like the world owes you something. Again, we were talking about dependent, independent, and interdependent. Well, even interdependency is actually not the full circle. The full circle comes back to being dependent again, as in you are lucky enough to live long enough that now you may need assistance again. That is the full circle. Again, you have dependent. You're a baby. You need help. Or you're hurt really bad and you need help. That's dependent. Independent is you can do it all yourself. You can take care of yourself. You can cook your own food, wash your own clothes, pay your own bills, work your own job, clean up your own messes. We're going to come back to that one again because the clean up your own messes is a place where a lot of us are just kind of like, not quite there. Anyway, and then you've got interdependency. Interdependency, which is the goal or the key to everybody, is something that when I say it to most people, they have no idea what the heck I'm talking about. Well, interdependency is something that you're doing every single day. Here's the problem. You're not doing it for you. Here's the problem. You're doing it to make somebody else rich, wealthy, and you're taking care of somebody else when you're doing it. Not saying that you can't use interdependency for yourself, but I'm just saying that when it comes to interdependency, most of us miss the bus. Most of us don't understand. Most of us don't have a clue. Interdependency, let me give you an example of interdependency. When you go to your job and you work your butt off to meet a deadline or to meet a goal, Like, let's say you're in contracting. You have deliverables, okay? You have task orders, you have tasks, different things like that. Well, when you organize with a team or when you work as part of a team to obtain a goal, that's interdependency. That means that no one person controls everything. Everything is dependent on each person doing their piece. And by each person doing their piece, what ends up happening is that the overall goal gets attained. And when the overall goal gets attained, then that means if you were looking at a contract, you met your deliverable. You made your metrics. You achieved the goal that you were trying to achieve. Now, the thing that makes it interdependent is the fact that you didn't do it by yourself. You did it with a team. Everybody in the team is able to experience the success of that task. Okay, so I hope that was a easy to understand example. Teamwork, same thing. You play tennis or you play baseball. When you play baseball, no one man can pitch, catch, be first base, second base, third base, shortstop, and outfield. You need a team. The team that successfully works on not only hitting the ball, but also being a good outfield, is the team that wins the game. Really simple. However, most of us, again, never get past independent. So, most of us never obtain the goal or obtain the success of working with a team and being successful on our own stuff, all right, on the things that we have dreams about. Every single person that's listening to this radio show today has a goal, has dreams, has things that they wish they could do, things that they want to do, and things that they can do if they put their minds to it. The problem, I think, and this is just my opinion, the problem, I think, is that most of us are just a bit too small-minded. Most of us are acting like children and we're focusing on things that really are not important. They're not important to anybody. They're not even really important to us. The reason that we put them in front of us is because we want distractions. We don't want to face our own reality. We don't want to face our own problems. We don't want to deal with our own crap. Basically, we want something to distract us from our crap so that we can blame somebody else for another thing that hasn't worked out in our lives. People, we need to wake up and we need to move forward. And I say we, because it's an every morning, every day, every night job. And it's a job that we need to look at. I look at Facebook. I look at some of the other social media. I look at television. Occasionally, I'll look at the newspaper. And I am appalled at the ridiculousness that people do, at the things that people put in front of them. All right? There was a movie that came out in the 70s called Scarface. Scarface was a great movie. However, a lot of the wrong people looked at it, and they took that actor's way of looking at the mafia and all of that stuff, and for some cultures, it became a culture. I mean, if you look at the things that they did in Scarface or in the Italian movies, where they talk about the mafia. I mean, if you look at some of those movies and you look at some of the other cultures that have emulated that type of behavior, it's insane. It's crazy. But anyway, nobody's out trying to sell a whole bunch of drugs or kill anybody, so let's bring it back home. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're overweight, you're overweight. That simple. You want to have a long and trusting life, as one person said, if you want to eat a lot, this is what you need to do. You need to eat a little so that you'll live long enough to eat a lot. If your clothes don't fit, ladies, get clothes that fit. If your waist is if your size is an 18 to a 22 or 16, that means it's not a 14. All right? It's not a 12. It's not a 10. Do not go ahead and buy a 14 stretch and fit your 18 into it. It is not attractive. Ladies and gentlemen, I am telling you now, I am not telling you because I have a thing against people that are overweight, but I do have a thing against tacky. It is tacky. You look horrible. You ladies with the short shirts and the muffin top hanging over the belt, it is not sexy. Let me repeat, it is not sexy. You guys running around with looking like you're in your second trimester or your third trimester and you're about to drop that load, drop the Speedos, buddy. It's not working. Getting your hair done to make yourself feel better is not doing anything for you. Guess what? You're still having a problem getting out the bed. Getting your nails done, okay, is not helping you. Buying expensive shoes or expensive clothes, all right? There's an old saying, if you put $100 around a thing of crap, it's still a thing of crap. It's just got $100 around it. Some people are the same way. We really need to work on our attitudes. We really need to work on what we really want out of life. We need to stop making excuses for the things that we don't have by trying to cover it up with makeup, cosmetics, perfume. I mean, you know, this isn't the ancient Greeks. Water is plentiful. You don't need to cover yourself up with all types of scents to cover your scent. Ladies and gentlemen, we really need to work on us. All right? A couple of the main things that I'd like to stress today is fitness. We need to do something to get ourselves in shape. We didn't get out of shape overnight. We're not going to get in shape overnight. But tomorrow is not promised to us, so that means we need to take advantage of today. The greatest day that was ever invented is today. The one day that you're never sure if you're ever going to see again is tomorrow. Stop wasting your 2 days for your tomorrows. If you take care of your today, guess what? Your tomorrow will look a whole lot better than it will if you sit on your butt reading a book, reading a Kindle, staring at television, watching court TV, watching some cooking show, sitting at some racetrack watching NASCAR, all right? Or watching your favorite person that's already rich and has probably just as many, if not more, problems than you, make their next record or their next video. I'm not knocking anybody's entertainment. Whatever trips your trigger, have had it. Have a good time. But let's start trying to live within our means. And if you're living outside of your means, then that means you need to work even harder so that you can catch up with your spending, so that you can catch up with your wasted time, with your wasted energy, so that you can use the life that God gave you, that your parents gave you, so that you can move forward and be the person, again, that you were meant to be and not the sorry sack of crap that may be sitting in front of you. Now, if you're not a sorry sack of crap, that doesn't mean you don't need help. That doesn't mean you don't need work. That doesn't mean you can't improve. All that means is that you just have a lot less work to do than somebody that is crap. That means that there's still things that you need to work on, all right? And when I say this to you, I say this with no tongue in cheek, that there are 1,000 things that I need to work on. And there are hundreds of things I'm working on every day. Believe it or not, I try very hard to improve Zurian every single day. Do I succeed every day? No, but I learn a little bit something new. Or I re-find out that something else that I thought I took care of, I didn't take care of. But like you, I am a work in progress, okay? We are a painting that's never finished. As I heard a pastor say once in North Carolina, there was a person, we had gone to a funeral. There was a person there that had passed away. Well, the preacher got up there and he gave a very moving and very touching sermon. But there was one thing that that preacher said that stuck with me to this day. That funeral was about 3 years ago. That funeral said, you see that person sitting in that casket? Their book is closed. There will be no more written by them in their book. Their book is closed. However, every single person out here in the audience today, every person out here in the pulpit today, your book is not closed. Your book is still written, still being written. You can still change your outcome. You can still get a different result. You still have time. This person in this casket, again, their book is closed. Their story is done. All that's going to be told has already been told. All that's going to be said has already been said. Everything else is just supposition. Everything else is just somebody else's opinion. He said, but the real book, the real writing, the real script for them is done. However, again, the real script, the real writing, and the real future for you is still in the process. We are all a work in progress. Had a young man the other day, actually not the other day, today, walk up to somebody, and I just happened to be walking by, and he said that he needs a stress day because he needs vacation. This young man is not even 24 years old. This young man still lives with his mother and father. This young man doesn't pay any bills other than maybe a part of an electric bill. He doesn't put food in his refrigerator. He doesn't cut on the lights. He doesn't pay the water bill. He doesn't pay the taxes. By goodness, I don't even think he pays the full amount for his insurance, and I think his car was given to him. But this young man is part of the future. This young man, this under 24-year-old, feels that he's under so much stress that he either needs to go part-time or he needs to quit his job because he's under so much stress. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not talking somebody that's in the military and their life is on the line. I'm not talking somebody that's got a high-stress job. I'm talking somebody that basically does basic data entry. But this young man is under so much stress, okay? That, to me, is scary. Because that young man is the future, you know? And remember that everybody is a slight mirror of what the overall is. So what I'm saying is that that young man isn't an isolated incident. That young man is one of thousands and maybe a million other young men that are probably not very prepared to deal with the world at large, which aren't probably prepared to deal with real life. Okay, we recently had a gentleman in another country that grabbed a gun and decided that he was an expert shot and that people of any ethnicity other than Caucasian shouldn't be alive. And he started shooting innocent children and innocent people, I believe, at a camp. Ladies and gentlemen, please understand, if you have a particular issue, please keep the issue to yourself. If you're not trying to help the world, there's a whole lot of woods out there where you can go and live. There's other communities where you and all your other interesting individuals can go and you can spend your time doing what you want to do. Leave the rest of us alone. And God dang it, leave our children alone. Leave our wives alone, all right? Leave our husbands alone for you ladies that are married and leave our significant others alone for everybody else. This world is big enough for everybody. If you don't like it, then how about you cash your chips in on your own, and then guess what? Let the rest of us worry about what else is out there. Again, are you children or are you adults? Are you going to conduct yourself like an adult? Are you going to conduct yourself like a man or a woman? Are you going to conduct yourself like a boy or a girl? You don't get what you want, then guess what? Get in a position where you can get what you want. All right? You don't like your job, you don't like your supervisor, quit. You don't like your friends or your associates, get more. You don't like a particular club, leave. You don't like the way somebody's driving, change your hours and drive when those types of people aren't driving. I don't care what it is. All I'm saying is everybody needs to grow up and get a life. Just remember, neither I nor anybody else put you in your situation. And if you're in a situation that you don't like, you have 100% control to change that situation. Let's say this again. If you don't like the position that you're in, you have 100% control, unless somebody's tied you down with chains and ropes and put you in that particular situation. You need to have enough chutzpah to decide that you've had enough and you're going to move on. You need to have enough faith in yourself to do what you need to do to move on with your life, to move on with your future, and to be the person that you're supposed to be. And that person needs to be somebody that takes responsibility for what they do and is not going to hurt another human being because they disagree with that person's or person's existence or their religion or any of that other stuff. All right? Again, your parents were crappy. Guess what? That doesn't mean you're supposed to be a crappy parent. You're Irish? Who cares? You're black? Who cares? You're Caucasian? Who cares? You're Jamaican? Who cares? You're Spanish? Who cares? All right? You act like that was a choice. You didn't have a choice in either one of those. That just happened to be the way that the coin flipped and you came out Caucasian, or you came out mixed, or you came out whatever it is you came out. Here's the key. You're a human being responsible for you and able to change you at any time that you want to. The fact that you're fat, skinny, short, whatever, again, some of those things you can change, some of them can't. If you can't. If you can't change them, move on. All right? Because trust me, I'm sure there's a billion other things that you can change. So let's focus on those things that we can change, and let's move on with our lives. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I think I've harped enough on this. Again, if you're an adult, if you're really grown, you'll be able to change these things. All right? You don't have to cuss and scream and holler and yell and act a fool. You're not impressing anybody, and you're only setting yourself up for failure. With all that said, I want to thank everybody for listening today, and understand, today is now. Your future is in your hands, and whatever it is that you decide to do with it is totally up to you. Totally up to you. So let's make some positive changes, let's do some positive things, and let's also understand that there's two critical things in the world. One is common sense. If you use it, it'll work for you. Two is perseverance. You can't quit. The greatest results in life are usually obtained by the simplest means and the exercise of ordinary qualities. These may, for the most part, sum up to two areas, common sense and perseverance. Ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing that you can't do if you put your mind to it. The world is yours, and everything's in your control. With that said, I want to thank everybody for listening. This is Zurian of the Zurian Show. Please have a great day. Yeah. Take care.
Yeah. I seen this shit on YouTube.
Today is now, people. Today is now.
Cameron and Bill O'Reilly. Going at it. You know what I'm saying? People hate.